This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. No matter what your time zone across this beautiful planet Earth of ours, welcome back to the People Speak radio show. I'm your host for tonight, Steve Johnson. The People Speak show normally airs every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific and 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS radio network. You can participate during the show with call-in questions for our guests toll-free in the USA and Canada on 1-888-429-5471. The number again, 1-888-429-5471. Or you can join us live in the government politics section of Pal Talk, the largest free chat program in the world, where we have our virtual radio room, the People Speak radio show, that anyone may join to participate during the show. This is a fantastic show tonight. I'm more excited than Hillary at a wet t-shirt show at Hooters. We're talking to a very special guest right here. He's a Canadian researcher, an author, a columnist, and inventor of the board game Scruples. We are talking tonight to the amazing Dr. Henry McCow. Welcome to the People Speak show, Mr. McCow, sir.
I'm glad to be here, and it's Macko. It rhymes with tobacco.
Oh, I apologize, Mr. Macko, sir. Now, we'll be taking audience questions after the first half hour, but my first question to you tonight is, how did you get started into researching political issues?
Well, I was teaching part-time at the local university, and I was puzzled at why the university was literally promoting lesbianism. And when I offered a kind of critique of feminism in my English course, I was immediately swarmed by a few feminist students, and my contract wasn't renewed. So I figured there's something very fundamentally wrong when first of all, you can't have a freedom of discussion at a university, and when the university is promoting dysfunction between men and women. So I started to do some research. This was around the year 2000, about 16 years ago. And, the research started to turn up answers.
And do you believe that this is because there is an actual agenda to empower the feminists and give more power to destroy the family unit?
Yeah. Oh, it's a much bigger agenda than that. And actually, for the first couple of years of my website, it was called Save the Males, and it was a critique of feminism. But I soon learned that feminism was just a symptom of a much, much bigger problem. And that problem is that Western society is totally subverted, but we don't know it because the mass media is totally under the control of the subversives. And, we're just going to discover, we're discovering now, and we'll discover in the future, short-term future, just how subverted society is.
Absolutely. I do believe that everything under the sun eventually becomes exposed in the end. Do you believe that's true?
Yeah, it'll be exposed. I mean, it's being exposed every day. State-sponsored terrorism, with this attack on gender, promotion of homosexuality, promotion of transgenders, promotion of migrants. I mean, we're under incredible psychological attack and physical attack as we speak.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people today are starting to switch on to the fact that we are being run by wealthy, high-placed sociopaths and psychopaths. How much of this hidden agenda is becoming obvious in 2016?
Well, it's a little more specific than just sociopaths and psychopaths. It's really occult in nature, and it's been going on for 1,000 or more years, probably 2,000 years since the time, even before Christ. And right. It's essentially a plan to enslave mankind, make them serve a certain class of people, and make us love our slavery until we stop loving it and find that it really indeed is slavery. But it's occult in nature. They're essentially replacing God with Satan. They're turning the world upside down in order to do it. And this is becoming apparent every day.
Wow, wow. How much of this agenda has actually harassed you personally? Have you had any backlash or harassment from anyone over the years?
You know, the strange thing is I haven't, which I attribute to the fact that I'm not really that's important. I think they can, they don't care about a few gnats on the tail of the elephant. But I think the term that the missing term in order to understand everything, you have to understand Freemasonry. Practically all our leaders are Freemasons. And Freemasons are Kabbalists, and Kabbalah is Jewish Satanism. And essentially, it's gone to extremes now. I mean, they have virtual control over everything and everyone. And this is going to become a manifest if it isn't already manifest to you. It's manifest to me.
Well, a lot of people have noticed over the years that the day that they start bombing, for example, the shock and awe in Iraq, that was actually a satanic holiday. They do these ritualistic things on ritualistic days. Do you believe that's a big part of it, that it's all part of the Kabbalistic ritual?
Yeah, Shekinah is their female god in the Kabbalah. I mean, these people are nutcases, and they have their own rituals which they play out. The dates have great significance for them, and I don't pay a lot of attention. I don't spend a lot of my time just delving into their nuttiness because it would just make me nutty. The important thing is to know that they're psychopaths, they're Satanists, they want to enslave us. More importantly, they want to re-engineer us so that we're malleable and we can serve as their servants at best and slaves at worst.
You know, there's a famous saying that says, none so are more helplessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free. Do you think that that resonates for today?
Yeah, by maintaining a certain standard of living, most people's attitude is, well, I'm okay. I've got plenty of money. I can live my private life. I don't have to worry about what's going on in society. And it's because of the high standard of living that most people are pretty complacent. But while they're complacent, they're building a police state. And then all they have to do is take away that standard of living, and all of a sudden people are going to realize that they're prisoners. And things at that point will get nasty.
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to speak to Robert S. Finnegan a lot, and back in Indonesia in 2006, fuel went up. The price of gasoline went up for 10 cents, and that enraged about 1.5 million Indonesians who went and protested and burnt police cars. Would such a thing ever happen in the United States, or is life just too easy and too comfortable for that to ever happen?
Well, it's easy and comfortable until it isn't, I can see that happening. I can see it happening. It's happening in Europe. You know, they're bringing in all these migrants. It'd be very easy to enlist all these migrants in some kind of an army in order to put down the native population. I mean, why are all the migrants single males? I think things could get very nasty, actually very quickly. I think what's interesting now is this whole election campaign and the whole question of whether Trump actually represents some kind of resistance to globalism, as he claims, or whether he's false opposition. I mean, that's the debate that's going on in the so-called truth movement.
Mm-hmm. Well go ahead. Sorry. After you.
Personally, I mean, I like a lot of what Trump is saying about, you know, toning things down with Russia. I mean, that's totally gratuitous. I like what he's saying about immigration and trade, but I don't like what he's saying about terrorism. He knows that terrorism is totally contrived by the CIA and the Mossad. None of it's real, and he should know that. And given Trump's background in the Illuminati, I would be pleasantly surprised if he wasn't false opposition.
Well, you know, maybe it's a possibility that he needs to say this to be in the running, to be part of the agenda, so he doesn't get shot down by the mainstream media. Do you believe that's possible, that he secretly knows his stuff, but he's just playing the cards, he's playing the game as far as the circus is concerned?
Well, I'd like to believe that, and I think I definitely agree it's possible. And he does say, you know, try to pander to Israel and to the Jews, the Zionist Jews, but he doesn't seem to having a lot of effect on the mainstream media, as you know, which is absolutely discrediting itself. There's no attempt to be objective or honest. The whole liberal establishment is obviously very frightened of Trump. And that, you know, that we should believe, you know, a lot of people believe that because of that, it must mean that Trump is sincere and for real. But I don't think that's true. Throughout history, the Illuminati have put up false opposition, which looked real, but in the end wasn't real. And the biggest example of that was Adolf Hitler, who a lot of people think was actually an opponent of the central banking cartel and an opponent of the world, the agenda of the Zionists. But in fact, I believe, and a lot of my articles have been dedicated to proving that Hitler was false opposition. He was put into power to create a war and to destroy Germany and to do exactly what he did.
Yeah, and of course, all you have to do is look at the transfer agreement or the Havara agreement and realize that he did deals with the head Zionists. Is that not true?
Well, that's right. I mean, a lot of people think he was the father of the state of Israel. He literally transferred German Jews and their money transferred them over to Israel and helped build the infrastructure of Israel. He was the best thing that ever happened to Israel and to Zionism. And in fact, the Zionists were definitely in cahoots with the Nazis. The Zionists may have been responsible for the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. There's something called the Hoyer Memorandum, which implicates the Zionists in the Holocaust. And then there's another article on my site.
Wow.
There's another article on my site by Gunter Plaut, Plaut. Just Google Plaut, Gunter Plaut, and Mako, and you'll did Zionists help plan the Holocaust? I mean, Plaut was a Zionist, a rabbi, but in his biography of Frank and the Frankist movement, he implies that the Kabbalist Jews, who were the Illuminati Jews or the Zionist Jews, were behind the Holocaust as well. And I believe that's true because they had to frighten the Jews into establishing the state of Israel, which is intended to be the capital of the one world government, which is essentially ruled by the Rothschilds, a world government by the Rothschilds and by the Kabbalist Jews. And essentially,
and you know what?
Go ahead.
I personally believe that Israel is the head of the Five Eyes state today, the one that is running the USA, Canada, the UK, America, and Australia. Do you not believe that's true?
It looks like it, doesn't it? I wouldn't argue with you. It certainly looks like that because, I mean, the United States is subsidizing Israel. Israel's behind ISIS, I'm sure. CIA's behind ISIS. You know, the Russians are finding all kinds of American arms, Israeli arms in ISIS hands. I mean, we live in a bizarre world where the United States is bombing ISIS on the one hand and funding them and supplying them on the other. The Mossad and the CIA, MI6, French intelligence, German intelligence, they're all one, and they all work for the central bankers, and they're all part of this plan to enslave mankind.
And, you know, getting back to the political circus that we have today called the elections, it's showing me personally that there are no candidates that I would leave alone to look after my dog, let alone look after an entire country. But why is it other people can't see that these elections are simply a scam?
Well, I mean, that's the million-dollar question. I think a lot of people can see that it's a scam, but on the other hand, there's a kind of desperation. So you have experienced researchers and critics of the New World Order like David Duke and Kevin McDonald, who've bought into Donald Trump, and even some of my most trusted contributors on my website they've said, you know, we'll figure out whether Trump's a liar or a traitor later. We have to stop Hillary. So Trump is saying a lot of things which sound a lot more sincere and realistic and human. And so he's, you know, and there's a sense of desperation, like, hey, these are the only choices we really have. I mean, just shows how, it just really shows how we don't really live in a democracy. We're kind of managed as opposed to being free citizens in a free country.
Absolutely. The wave of attacks that are happening throughout Europe at the moment, and we're seeing a lot of them just about every week. There's a new attack in either Brussels, Paris, in Germany. A lot of people are saying that this is the new wave of Operation Gladio that happened in Italy back in the 80s and earlier. Do you believe that this is possible, that they're using this Emmanuel Goldstein figure of these immigrants in Europe to conduct these operations? Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, the overriding goal of the Zionists seems to be to cultivate this war of civilizations and between Muslims and Christians, or what's left of Christianity, and, you know, this whole phenomenon of Islamophobia, you know, where the Merkels and the Obamas of the world are condemning Islamophobia at the same time as they're basically complicit in the so-called Islamic terror. They're just turning up the pressure on the population and justifying the creation of a police state, as is happening in France. I like to think it's going to backfire. I know that Hollande and Merkel, I mean, would be defeated if there were elections held today. It's definitely Gladio too. Gladio created this phony communist threat, and now they're creating this phony Islamic terrorist threat. All this terror, I believe, is either faked or organized by the intelligence agencies. I don't believe any of it is homegrown or genuine. And I think, you know, a lot of it's actually fake, doesn't really happen. And but they have such control over the media, they make it appear like it happened. At the same time, I don't think European countries should be accepting migrants. I think immigration's got out of hand all through the West, and it's all part of the Zionist agenda, which is to, you know, dilute the cultural and racial character of European countries. And you know, they've been, you know, the Zionists have been very open about that. I mean, I just tweeted a story today about an Israeli NGO that's helping migrants get settled in Israel? No, in Germany. Israeli humanitarian organizations are working in Germany to settle migrants.
Wow.
Who wouldn't stand a chance of getting into Israel? I mean, what does that tell you? It tells you that the Freemasons and the Jews, the Zionist Jews, are going to be some kind of master race, and all the rest of us are going to be some shade of chocolate.
Fighting each other over the scraps.
Yeah. Well, we're basically going to be a kind of the plan is to re-engineer us as a kind of slave class or servant class.
Well, that's pretty scary. You know, when I went to school, one of the required readings at high school was 1984 by George Orwell. And one thing that taught me is that we've had a few Emmanuel Goldsteins run by the CIA lettered agencies over the years, including Osama bin Laden, Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, and we're seeing the latest Emmanuel Goldstein in ISIS. Do you believe that's the fact of the matter?
Absolutely. And I read 1984 in high school, too, and I never imagined that in my lifetime that would come to pass. It just seemed like, you know, they called it a dystopia. It seemed like a fantasy, but in fact, it was prophecy and very accurate prophecy.
Goodness me. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney exposed a few years ago that all congressmen, all U.S. congressmen and senators are forced to sign a pledge to support Israel when they take their positions. Otherwise, they don't get funded. Is this not a clear case, a clear-cut sign of overt treason in the United States?
Absolutely. And if you look at all these congressmen and senators, you'd probably you discover that 80 or 90% of them are Freemasons. And Freemasonry is a satanic cult. Zionism is Freemasonry. Zionism is a type of Freemasonry. Communism is a type of Freemasonry. The New World Order that's coming into being is communism. And if your listeners are interested, just Google MAKOW, M-A-K-O-W, what is communism? Communism is these crazy Kabbalist Jewish bankers redefining reality so that they're at the pinnacle and replacing God. And reality, God made reality, is turned upside down so that true is false, and beautiful is ugly, and just is unjust, and you name it. Every spiritual ideal is inverted. That's what Satanism really is about, and that's why they have no trouble lying with impunity, because part of Kabbalism is the belief that saying something makes it true. And the scary part is they've got the mass media in the palm of their hand, so they can create reality in any shape, size, or form that they like. And they've been doing it for 100 years, you know. Most recently, 9/11, they just, you know, they did that, but they, you know, they blamed it on Osama. But they created the Cold War. The Cold War was totally fake. They were supporting the Russians. The Second World War, totally fake. The First World War, the Depression. I mean, they've been waging war on humanity for hundreds of years, these Kabbalist Jewish bankers and Freemasons. They've been war, and then they have the audacity to accuse us of hate. They hate God, and they hate humanity, and we've been suffering the brunt of their hatred for hundreds of years. And we, you know, we may very likely feel that hatred again very soon. I mean, a lot of, I mean, this whole Ukrainian thing. I mean, getting up Russia's nose. The pretending that Russia represents a threat. I mean, Russia was totally within its rights to take Crimea. It was their only access to the Mediterranean after the United States engineered this coup in Kiev. And the United States, which is run by Zionist Jews, I mean, they're trying to engineer a war with Russia. And Russia is saying, hey, you guys, we've got atomic bombs. I mean, do you guys really want a nuclear war? And, frankly, I don't know the answer. I think maybe they do, because this will kill a lot of goyim. And that seems to be their ultimate goal. They killed 60 million goyim in the Second World War. They killed, half that many goyim in the First World War. They seem to like to they killed, 60 million in Russia, Christians. They killed how many millions in China? Probably another 50, 60 million. They're the greatest mass murderers in history. These Zionists, Kabbalists, Jews, and Freemasons. They're Satanists. I'll use that umbrella term. So I wouldn't put it past them to have a nice nuclear war and get rid of a lot of us so they can have the whole planet to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And, I believe it was Zbigniew Brzezinski who was actually caught on microphone saying it's a lot easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. And I believe that's what they want. They just want to kill us all off. Do you think that's the case?
Well, like I said, I think it's possible. The weird thing that actually gives me hope is the amount of energy they're putting into re-engineering us, turning us into homosexuals. And it makes me think, well, why do they, if they're putting all this effort into turning us into sodomists, maybe they don't want to kill us, because if they were going to kill us, why turn us into faggots?
Right. Well, please do stick with us. This is the People Speak Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Johnson, talking with a very special guest, Dr. Henry Macko, live on radio. And we'll be right back with our guest and audience questions after this short message break.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
Today's school libraries are filled with endless opportunities. With access to print and digital materials, the latest technologies, and the guidance of a school librarian, our children are empowered with the tools they need to succeed in school and beyond. I'm Julianne Moore. Join me in celebrating all of the ways that school libraries and librarians are transforming learning for our students. For more information on how you can become involved, visit the American Association of School Librarians at aasl.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Bowser. This is the great BBS Radio.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak, every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
You're listening to the People Speak Radio Show, coming to you live across America and across the world in real time on the BBS Radio Network. I'm your host for tonight, Steve Johnson, and we're back with our very special guest, Dr. Henry Mako. I encourage all the listeners to visit his website at www.henrymako.com or his other research site, truthseeker.co.uk. Welcome back there, Henry, sir.
Hi, I'm back, and Truth Seeker is run by my friend Rickson
Stewart. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's and we had a close association for years. He posts my links. It's a very good site.
Yeah, excellent. You know, many years ago, you wrote a fantastic book called "A Long Way to Go for a Date." Do you still promote the Philippines as a place for single males to find a decent wife?
Well, have you read that book? Because if you did, you'd see that it was more of a lesson, a lesson on what to avoid if you're going to the Philippines. I would advocate that men seek traditional women who are already here, because then they won't. Then they're not going to be as motivated by the green card. You're just looking for trouble. By actually importing a woman, because a woman will pretend she loves you until she gets here. It's just a time bomb, a disaster waiting to happen. Find a woman who's already here and preferably an educated one. And if you can't do that, look at an educated Mexican woman. I married one. They're very good women.
Well, we have a question from Winston Smith in Hawaii. Mr. Macau, are the elite actually a different species?
Well, you know, I think it's possible. I just don't know. It's possible, but I just don't know the answer to that question. And if I had to guess, I'd say I'd be surprised. It seems to me that they've just transformed themselves into a species of demons by virtue of their despicable acts, which include satanic ritual sacrifice, child murder, and every type of sexual depravity. So people are incredibly malleable, and you become what you worship. And if you worship Lucifer, which is the way they do it, you become almost a different species.
So you're saying that they've lost by default, they've lost their humanity by doing evil deeds.
Yeah, that's the way they worship. So like, well, a Christian might perform an act of charity or love, or they will kill a baby.
We have a question from Florida Guy versus Spades. He asks, is the death cult auditioning for something bigger than Satan worship?
Well, you know, if you call nuclear war bigger than Satan worshiper, I'd say yeah. I think that's the worst, that's the worst scenario, but it could very well be in the cards. You know, I'm one of those who believe in the veracity of that letter that Albert Pike wrote to Mazzini, forecasting three world wars, and the third one will be between the supporters of Zionism and the supporters of Islam. Wow, that seems to be taking shape right now, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it certainly is. Freemasonry and the Zionist control complex, they operate so secretly. Isn't it just frustrating trying to tell folks that such a structure really does exist and it really is implementing into our daily lives and it really is influencing the politicians? Doesn't it get frustrating trying to tell people that?
Yeah, it does. But I'm noticing that more and more people are cluing into this, because it's becoming obvious that everything is controlled by a small clique. Even Bernie Sanders and his battle with Hillary Clinton was totally controlled. And then him turning around and endorsing Clinton, which Trump said is like Occupy Wall Street endorsing Goldman Sachs. I mean, all of this craziness is making people realize that all these people belong to the same club. And I'm afraid, you know, there's no question that Trump belongs to the same club. And that should make us all very, very frightened about our future.
Well, at least make us a little bit more aware of what's happening and why things happen, indeed. We have a question here from Earthplay in New Mexico. He would like to know, how close are we with war with Russia?
Well, I think if Hillary Clinton gets in, I think, even the Russians are saying that, war would be inevitable if Hillary Clinton gets in. So, I would be very surprised if the American people voted for Clinton, which is like voting for genderless bathrooms. Like, who wants that? It's voting for nuclear war. It's voting for 4 more years of Obama. It would be very, very strange that the pendulum didn't swing in the other direction, even if the pendulum is controlled by the same Illuminati power. So, my prediction is that Clinton will lose, and she'll lose badly.
You know, speaking about that, the secret hands that control us, how much do you think that the CFR, the Council for Foreign Relations, and the Bilderberg Group really control and manipulate the events that are happening in our society?
Well, well, there you go. I mean, those are control mechanisms that the banking cartel uses. I think the kind of people that Trump is talking about putting in his cabinet, they're CFR members. It just shows that, you know, we're just getting a different flavor if we elect Trump. Certainly a better flavor, but it's his cabinet members, people he's talked about, they're CFR members. So they're control mechanism, their levers, their instruments, that's the chain of command is the way I see is, you know, is that the George Soros or the Rothschilds of the world just send the word down to the CFR leader, whose name is, I think, Haas, H-A-S, and then he just sends out the word, and it just goes down the line.
So putting it into an analogy, but both of these political candidates, they're the same crap, just a different smell. Is that right?
That's right. Same crap, different ass.
Well, many people are thinking about escaping the United States before the police grid and the police state clamps down. Do you think the agenda of martial law and FEMA camps is heading into implementation pretty soon?
Well, you know, we have an extreme polarization taking place in the United States. In my lifetime, I can't remember when the feelings of hatred and disgust on both sides of the political spectrum were as extreme as they are now. So, yeah, I can see the liberals putting the conservatives in FEMA camps, or I can see that the Trumpites putting the liberals in FEMA camps. I think it's a bit of a toss-up to see who ends up in the FEMA camps.
Right, right. Many people tell me that the New World Order are going full steam ahead with their plans. I personally seem to think there's been a huge amount of resistance against it, with a lot of 9/11 truthers coming out and going further down the rabbit hole into things like vaccinations and things like the poisoning of our water, of our air, of our environment with Fukushima. Now, I personally think that they're at least 20 years behind in such plans to implement their New World Order. Do you think this is the case, that they're behind in their schedule?
Is this a listener, or is this you, Don?
This is my question, sir. This is my question.
Okay. I think the internet is is our best hope to stop the New World Order. I can't imagine a dictatorship or a tyranny ever succeeding when people have the ability to communicate instantaneously, both in text and film. And, you know, I put a lot of hope in the internet. I think they have to shut the internet down or somehow censor it in order to carry out a dictatorship. I don't think they want to do that. I think they want to marginalize people who know what's happening and keep everyone else asleep. And I do think that's within their power. It's possible they're behind schedule. I just haven't seen it. Well, it's possible, you know, sometimes I think they're overreaching. I think this migrant invasion, both of the United States and Europe, I think that's overreaching. I think they overstepped. I think they've awakened a lot of resistance, and people are certainly going to vote out the people responsible for that. I think this notion of having genderless bathrooms, I think that's really overreaching. I'm kind of hoping that these extreme measures, and then add to that the terrorism, which is totally phony. I'm hoping that these extreme measures will awaken the masses, and hopefully the pendulum will swing back in a more favorable direction.
So referring to the internet, do you think that's something that they never realized could actually cause all this kind of stuff happening at the moment? They never fully realized the full extent and reach and cracks in their system that the internet would have. Do you think that's the case?
You know, it's very hard for me to get into their minds. I mean, I'm basically in the same position as you are. I mean, I'm just guessing. My sense is that Stalin once said that he didn't care if 10% of the people knew what was happening as long as 90% of the people were asleep. And I think that's their philosophy, that if they can keep 90% of the people fixated on sex and on sexting and on, hooking up and on, what do they call that? On Tinder and Grindr, and if they could keep all the enough people just fixated on entertainment tonight, easy distraction. They can handle the 10% of the people that are awake, because after all, it is a democracy, and you've been outvoted, you know.
I believe the figure was once quoted to me that they need at least 20% of the population to continue with the support columns of the system to continue to go ahead day-to-day business. Doesn't matter if the 80% are awake. Do you think that's more closely to the number because of the control mechanisms they have? If they have at least 20% of the population who are completely dumbed down, completely submissive and compliant to the system, that's enough for their system to continue? Do you think that's an accurate figure, 20% of the population?
No, I don't. And, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how many people vote. You know, usually when there's a big turnout, it means there's going to be a change of government. And I sense it's going to be, in the past, the turnout has been small because they essentially just voted Obama back in because, I mean, who did they have? McCain? So I think it was McCain that ran against Obama last time, right? Anyway.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, right. So I think there's going to be a huge turnout and Trump's going to get in. I think the fact that so few people vote mean that 50%, if you don't vote, you're alienated. I think already 50% of the population is pretty alienated. And I think they need a majority of the population to be engaged. I don't think 20% is enough.
Right, right. Well, what are some of the more disturbing things that you know Israel have done over the years, in your opinion? Do you think it's like the Samson option? Do you think it's 9/11? What's the most disturbing thing that you've learned in your research that Israel have actually done?
I mean, I can name a few things, but I don't spend my time, focusing on pure evil. which is what I regard. I mean, even Israelis are saying, hey, Israel is pure evil. I mean, this was an article in their newspaper, Haaretz. We've got to face the fact we're evil. I mean, that Star of David is an occult satanic symbol.
Wow.
So even Israelis are starting, and some Jews are waking up to the fact that they've been sold a bill of goods. You know, Judaism is defined by Kabbalism, and Kabbalism is Satanism. Judaism isn't a religion. All these Christians who think that Judaism is defined by the Old Testament are wrong. It's defined by the Kabbalah and the Talmud, which are pure Satanism and pure hatred of mankind. And that's what we're experiencing from all these Kabbalist and Talmudic Jews. We're experiencing their hate. I mean, mankind's woeful history is a product of their hate for the non-Jew. And, you know, most Jews are not in on this. I'm a Jew. I'm not in on this. I didn't read the Kabbalah. I didn't read the Talmud. But the leadership and these bankers, that's what they're into. And so you could, you could just, there's probably an endless list of Israeli atrocities, starting with 1948, where they massacred innocent Palestinians in order to get them to leave in numerous towns. You just read the book by Ilan Papp, P-A-P-P-E, about Israeli ethnic cleansing. And, you know, there's the wars that they instigated against Lebanon, the wars against where they bombed the hell out of the Gaza Strip. I mean, the Mossad's behind most terrorism, in my opinion. They're definitely behind 9/11. I mean, you know, the list is endless. When you make mankind your enemy, you do a lot of dirty shit.
We have a question here from Carol in Western Australia who would like to know, is it possible that the Saudi nationals blamed for 9/11 were actually Israelis with Saudi passports?
This whole Saudi business is just a red herring. Everybody knows that Israel was, and the CIA and the MI and Mossad were responsible for 9/11. And this Saudi thing is a distraction. It's just a distraction issue. And I don't think anybody is really fooled.
Right, right. Well, why do you think it is? Phil from Kentucky would like, sorry.
What possible motive do the Saudis have to take down the World Trade Center and kill 3,000 Americans? No motive at all. The only people that have a motive for that is people who wanted the United States to fight Israel's wars, and that's Israel.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We have a question here from Phil in Kentucky. Why do you think some 9/11 activists get access to mainstream media and others don't?
Well, obviously they're putting the right spin on things, right? So we're talking about Alex Jones, for example. I mean, his whole role is to more or less, you know, blame Americans in general and blame the United States and blame corporations, but don't blame, spin it so that the focus is not on Freemasons. You know, for some reason, you can even say, you know, how bad the Jews are, but you hardly ever hear anyone saying how bad the Freemasons are, when almost all the key figures, from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump, they're all Freemasons. But you never hear that word spoken. It's always Jews, 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 you know? Anyway, and that's what these truthers' role is, to keep the focus off of Freemasonry, keep the focus off of Zionists. Although in order to be credible, they have to talk about it sometimes.
And of course, Freemasonry is only one of about 300 secret societies that are involved in the Illuminati, involved in these secret societies that control things from behind the doors, such as the Order of the Eastern Star, such as things like the Skull and Bones Group. Do you believe that these...
Those are all Freemasons. I mean, Freemasons, like the Mafia, they've got lots of different orders. Pardon me?
They're all factions of the same group then?
Yes. They're all Freemasons. Right. They're all Freemasons, including Theosophy.
I see. We have a question here from Jerry in New Jersey. How important is critical thinking for people to engage in?
Well, it's very important. You have to do all your own thinking, trust your own instincts, and that's one of the reasons, like, I don't spend a lot of time with my nose in a book, because a lot of reading is just disinformation. If you're basically learning whatever the author wants you to think. So you have to piece things together yourself almost instinctively. I believe that we should use our intuition. I believe that truth is a dimension, and we can intuit the truth by just looking at the world, looking at what's happening in the world, and then just re-engineer it. Go back and see, well, who's making this happen? But the important thing is, well, what's happening in the world? Like, why are men, acting like women? And, why are women so confused? Like, what are the factors? Then you go and you look at entertainment, and you look at what the messages are being sent in the entertainment industry. And then you ask, well, who's sending those messages? And who controls the entertainment industry? Ultimately, it all goes right back to the central bankers, because the bankers create our currency and the credit in the form of a debt to them. In other words, we've empowered our worst enemies with unlimited credit, our credit. It's like we've given them our credit card and said, hey, buy a gun and shoot me. And they're doing.
Well, we have a question here from Patty in Sarasota, Florida. What do you think is the biggest danger facing our world today, in your opinion?
Well, if you've been listening to this show, it's this agenda of the Illuminati bankers. That's the biggest danger, and it's manifesting itself on numerous fronts. As I've said, the war on gender, the promotion of homosexuality and transgender, the promotion of multiculturalism and migration, the promotion of pornography and sexual depravity. You know, one thing I just noticed recently, I was looking for a Google image for cuckold, for an article about cucks. If you look at Google Images and look at cuckold, which is a pretty innocent term, it means someone stole your wife, right? If you look at Google Images, it's just the worst hardcore porn you can imagine on Wow. Google Images. You can find the worst hardcore porn on Google Images. Anyone can. And what does that tell you? They're spreading porn, because porn is one of their weapons, because they believe if they degrade us and make us depraved and make us obsessed with sex, they can control us. The whole point of a satanic cult, and that's what they're turning the Western world into and the whole world into, a satanic cult, is to control its members by making them sick, by perverting them, by corrupting them, and thereby making them dependent on their masters, who will charge them a fee to supposedly cure them, and of course there's no real cure. So that's the way a satanic cult operates. That's the way our society operates, by basically cultivating corruption and sickness in order to debilitate and degrade and control us.
Goodness. We have time for one last question, sir. Do you support the stop funding of Israel?
The what? Funding of Israel? Stop funding. I would kick Israel out on its bum, you know. I mean, I wouldn't give them a red cent, but you've got to realize Israel is the pet project of the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds run the, you know, the credit of the whole world, practically, and that's the leverage they're using to enslave us all.
They're the jailers of the slave system.
Exactly.
Wow. Listen, thank you very much for being on the show today, Mr. Henry Mecko, sir.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's been fantastic, and we're certainly going to have to get you on again. You're a very knowledgeable man, and indeed, I'd love to have that knowledge imparted to the people so we can empower everybody to not only be prepared, but to be alert and be aware about what things are changing and how fast they're changing, because things are changing so fast these days, are they not?
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure, sir. Please stay tuned on the BBS Radio Network next week for special guest Kurt Haskell, coming soon on the People Speak Show. Big thanks go out to the producers, Mike, Doug, and Donald, to all my friends throughout the world and all the guys who give me so much support. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You can tune into my own channel on YouTube called Stop Funding Israel. But for me, for now, take care and bye until next time.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.